Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Sheila. Hi. Hi. Glad you came. Oh, it's wonderful to see you all. That's a treat. And this has to fit within my 10 minutes. And I can't resist telling you this. On the way here, I was on the street corner, and I saw a lady, and she had a wonderful hairdo. And I said, I have to tell you this, your hair looks beautiful. So she says, thank you. And then I said, look at mine. She looks up and says, ah! Okay. Three poems, three faces, one life. Fear. It follows me everywhere, at a street crossing, a flight of stairs, getting up in the morning. It's an inside thing. People don't know I'm afraid. There's a big guy sitting up there at a table. He has a pirate's cap on. He doesn't look like he's afraid of anything. I started to look at drafts of poems I once wrote. A lot of mishigas in them. Words scattered like the stuff going around in my brain. Maybe I should try to dunk all this and watch the pirates play. They look pretty confident up on bat. And the pitcher, he looks confident too. But maybe they're frightened inside. When I was a kid, my Aunt Lily kept saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't be afraid, don't cry. So what else is new? New. New? Noodles. Noodle soup is new. Noodle soup is always new. Even if it's in a can, all I have to do is look at a can of noodle soup and I've left this world. My mother was a terrified person. When she cooked up noodle soup, all the world's noodles got slurped up. Noodle soup is a yum-yum. It's good for your noodle. My noodle can use some right now. Oh. A fellow with a nice beard almost opened the door and came in. I was going to ask him to join us, become a writer, but he just upped and left. Maybe he's afraid, too. Maybe he needs some noodle soup, too. Noodle soup. Noodle soup. Noodle soup. It's so good. Give me some noodle soup right now. Hey, relax, Mr. Noodle Puss. This is a Hemingway reading, not a... Okay, I'll be good. I'll study hard, and maybe I'll become somebody worthwhile. You know, somebody important, like my friend Marcius Precocious Fiorando. He goes to all the weddings and all the funerals, and he writes books. No, none of them is about noodle soup. Marcus doesn't know anything at all about noodle soup. But you never know. Maybe he writes about Beethoven and dreams about noodles. Hold it. I only have 10 minutes. Awe. There in the Bronx, on Yom Kippur, the holiest of days, as light follows the turning inside the hunger, I go down with you, who is of the highest, and then I eat and sleep, and in the morning I am gone to look to rivers that are not, to look to trees that are not. On Hobart, near the yeshiva, the boy asked, "Are you Jewish?" "I am." "I am not." "I am not." "I am." At a railroad crossing, they used to call them wigwags then. Some still do. A red lantern swinging side to side, banners then disappearing, then gates, flashing lights, bells. After the train, I follow the tracks, go down with them to the shelters, to the lost cities, the old markings. In the cave, plastered walls, the hands of hunters. In the cave, the scrawls of wild horses. I am, I am not, I am not, I am. I lie quietly here where there are no words, on the edge of sleep. I can still see your face. And on and on. I can't tell you the particular circumstances that brought me to this place, but amazed that so many of you are, since it's rather small, though by Broadway standards, a good size. But so many of you, I look to the back and I see none. No, I see more and more. At the podium, as if to conduct, I lift my arms, as if by custom, gently raise them so that I can point to one of you, far back, far back. To one of you who are of the many, and another, and you perhaps stand up, or try to stand, or force yourself, or twist yourself into a standing position in spite of your age or illness. I look to the score and see but a cipher, which means a long silence that comes down suddenly, surprised that it is so immediate, that the days, the long, slow walks in Van Cortlandt Park, the giant chestnut trees to protect us from the sun, skating down Rochambeau Avenue to Gun Hill Road, the egg creams at the corner store, the first issues of Batman comics, and after the crash, the silence itself becomes silent, and a great stillness filled with gestures, each of which evokes a response, so many that is not possible to, and I'm trying to remember. What happens now? Perhaps later, perhaps in a little while, I'll remember. Thank you. Pam O'Brien, who is next, is amazing. Look at all the things she has done. Without pandemonium. I give you Pam O'Brien.